Hello, this is WJLY's Lamplighter Program. I'm Howard Gunning, and today in the studio I have Jay Huddleston, who's with the Pena Herrick Chapter 70 of the Road Riders for Jesus.
Good morning, Howard.
All right, when we're talking about road riders, are we talking low riders or high risers, or what are we talking about?
We're talking motorcycle. Now, it's a motorcycle ministry, but you do not have to have a motorcycle to be part of this ministry. Now, most, if you ever see the colors on someone's back that's riding a motorcycle, it will say motorcycle club. We're a motorcycle ministry, not a club. What we try to do is we try to give back to our local communities, whether it be the food banks, Christmas Tree Angels, the Baptist Children's Home down at Carmine. There's another one up here by Pena, a children's home up there, and we try to provide extra funding for all of those. So we're a ministry.
All right, so how do you raise those funds?
Well, actually, we have the biggest fundraiser we have in the first Saturday in November over at Herrick at the Community Center. We have what we call God and Country. We recognize all our veterans because it's almost Veterans Day. And then we have music, we have auctions, we have food. We generally raise somewhere between $2,000 and $3,000. I think one year we raised a little over $3,000. And the other thing we do is we try to find a location where we can set Walmart. Some reason wouldn't let us this year, but we call a fill the helmet. We set out there and put up banners and show what we're doing to collect money for that. So in that way. And then we also take an offering each meeting. And the meetings are each second Tuesday at 7 p.m. at the Pena, in Pena at Spring Gardens Restaurant. We eat at 6 and the meeting's at 7.
In the evening.
In the evening, yes, yes.
You show up at 6 in the morning, you're having coffee with the...
Yeah, woo!
Well, let's see. If this kind of piques your interest a little bit, Jay's given me a couple contacts. The vice president of the club is Rick Rogers, and you can reach him at 217-821-2460. Or the president is Bill Hilvetti at 217-827-0059. They also have a Facebook page. You're going to have to look for it a little bit. It's Pena Herrick, H-E-R-R-I-C-K, Chapter 70. And you should be able to find them on Facebook. Again, we're talking with Jay Huddleston from the Road Riders for Jesus. What else you want to tell me?
We started our chapter, I don't know, a fellow named Paul Pierce got the idea of wanting to have a chapter. And I'll tell you, I just started writing. It's been 8-10 years ago. And we went down to the cross in Effingham. And it's kind of a state thing. Then it used to be regional. So it was Ohio, Kentucky, Missouri, Illinois, Michigan. And there was like 150 motorcycles. And the founder of this name is Carl Crackle. He's the president. And he gave a devotion. And
he's the founder of the National Road Riders.
Yes, okay. National, yes. And he gave a devotion. And I thought, you know what? I never did a whole lot of things as a young man because I wanted to provide for my family, like a motorcycle. So I got my motorcycle when I was probably 45 years old. Kids were grown. But it's only by the glory of God, number one, that I can ride. Number two, that I have one, because it costs money. And God blessed me with that money. As you and I both are retired military, that's a second income coming in. And so I want to ride my motorcycle, and people see this patch on my back and say, oh, this guy's riding for Jesus, you know, and that's why we're called Road Riders for Jesus. And the second thing is it gives conversation to show someone when I get off my motorcycle. If you go down the interstate here, you'll see there's truck places they can go over, and they'll have church for truckers, or they'll have a place where truckers can meet. That's same thing. When you get off a motorcycle, you walk up to Casey's or anywhere you walk up to, whether it's 2 or 10 of you, and there's another motorcycle pulls up beside you, you're going to start talking. If I'm in my truck and he pulls up in his motorcycle, he's going to look at me like, who are you? You know, so that gives you an opportunity to, again, to witness to somebody.
It's an immediate connection.
Yes, yeah. Immediate connection. And Carl, he talks about one of the reasons he started it. He wanted to get that one percenter, that outlaw, that Hell's Angel, somebody like that. Well, I got to be honest with you, Howard. I'm a coward. When I see somebody like that, I wave at him and say hi, and it's really hard. I've even been to local area of Painter or Vandalia or somewhere, and see some pretty rough looking motorcycle guys, and be on my motorcycle, and speak to them. And if they don't speak to me, then I cower down. I know that's not a good thing for God.
Well, you said you didn't have to be a lifelong rider. You said you got yours at 45. It sounds like a midlife crisis.
Yeah,
to me.
It might have been a midlife crisis.
So, what would you say to that person who currently rides, or maybe thought like they wanted to do that? This might be an avenue for them to meet some new people and try something new. What would you say?
Well, I say this. Number one, we try to ride through the summer, not every Saturday, but a lot of Saturdays. We put it on a calendar. As a matter of fact, tomorrow we're riding to the Cross in Effingham. That's our annual meeting. But we try to ride on Saturdays, and then we try to ride on Sundays about 1:30, 1:15 after church. They usually include Dairy Queen or somewhere to stop and grab a sandwich or something.
Now wait! I can just see now. Here I'm in some little rural town's Dairy Queen,
yeah.
And 30 Harleys,
yeah.
Ride up. What kind of looks do you get from the staff when you ride up on all your motorcycles?
usually we don't get too bad. I wish we had 30 riding with us. Usually it's about 8 or 10 of us, so it's not quite as big. And we go to a lot of the same ones. They see us over. We try to support those. I think one of the things I don't do, I would like to do some Sunday night. We've talked about it with some of our church members. They call it church bashing, and they'll get up, well, they'll plan it, and they'll have 8 or 10 or 20 motorcycles, and they'll ride to Herrick Baptist Church and show up. I did hear a friend of mine tell me one time that they crashed one out in the country, and crashed a church is what they call that, not their motorcycle. And they pulled up, and this little old lady was pulling in, and they weren't sure where to go in, so they asked her where to go in, and she just rolled her window down about 2 inches as if they were going to jump in the car and get her. But long story short, after it was all over, she was old Mother Hen after she realized they were Road Riders for Jesus and took them all around and showed them. So the other thing I would encourage them, a Christian, well, not necessarily a Christian, but a biker, if you want to change your lifestyle of who you're riding with, we don't hit the taverns. We have. I mean, I'm not saying that's you got, Jesus said go get them, so we got to go get them. I'm a weird preacher. I think we should go get them and witness to them in the taverns. But we have a great time in a Christian atmosphere riding a motorcycle. And on the other side of that, if you want to really get active, then you're going to be part of a ministry. We give to the Pena food bank, we give to the Ramsey food bank, and we give to the Herrick food bank. In the last 6-8 years, we've gave each one of those a minimum of $500. Mm-hmm. And so, Jesus says feed them. And that's what we got to do.
So has there been anything, think of any memorable story of something when you were out riding, something happened or an encounter, anything jump out at you?
Well, I think one of the biggest things, my first experience, I've already told a story a little bit, was we went down to Vandalia. We met at the Chuck Wagon restaurant, and there was about 18 motorcycles. And I was just like, this is awesome. And there was a lady that had had an accident, and they wanted us to go pray for her. And I don't think she was a Road Rider for Jesus. She might have been. But we went to her house, and we circled in prayer around her. And I thought, man, this is what it's all about. But then when I got down to the cross, and Carl gave us his devotion about talking about Jesus, one of the things that we try to do is, you see a motorcycle on the side of the road, we stop and try to say, hey, okay, can we get you some help? Or they may say, no, we're just resting, you know, because a lot of times we just pull over. Just a good time. The standout to me is being able to get on a motorcycle, knowing that these guys are brothers in Christ, and it's just a pleasure.
Okay. Now, one more time. When are your meetings?
Our meetings are the second Tuesday in Pena, Illinois, at Spring Gardens Restaurant. We eat at 6, but the meeting starts at 7.
Okay, and they've got a Facebook page, the Pena Herrick Chapter 70. And you can call the Vice President, Rick Rogers, 217-821-2460, or the President, Bill Hilvetti, 217-827-0059. Anything you want to say in closing here? We've got about a half a minute left here.
Just like to say, come on out and try us. If you want to ride with a group, you might have a good time.
Well, thanks, Jay, for joining
us
today.
Thank you, Howard.
You didn't ride in.
No, I didn't. I'm going to ride when I get home.
All right. But this has been WJLY's Lamplighter Program. I'm Howard Gunning. Thanks again for making us a part of your day.